The statewide report was released in 5 Wisconsin cities at the same time. At each event were those who had seen alcohol's devastating effects firsthand. People like cops, judges, ER doctors. Dr. Jeff Potthoff is with the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He says excessive drinking is not just a problem for known alcoholics. He points out most of UW Hospital's trauma patients with alcohol-related accidents have never been ticketed for operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
They're thinking, this can't happen to me. I'm not an alcoholic. This is a problem for the select few. And the truth is that's just not true.
A group called Health First Wisconsin says alcohol consumption in Wisconsin is 30% higher than the national average. Some communities, like Two Rivers in northeastern Wisconsin, have made progress. Health First Director Maureen Buzalaki says they started by scrapping policies that encourage drinking.
The Two Rivers City Council used to give barrels of beer to the graduating senior class. Okay, so change can happen. And now they have seen over time in Manitowoc County decrease in youth consumption of alcohol.
To help reduce drinking in the general population, a state council on alcohol and drug abuse has a number of recommendations. They include raising the tax on beer and alcohol, setting up sobriety checkpoints, and limiting the number of local alcohol permits. The $6.8 billion cost in the UW Population Health Report takes into account lost productivity, health costs, and crime. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.